Good morning. It's the 15th of February.
Our New Testament reading today is Mark 11. I'm reading to you from Brother Melva Purkis, A Life of Jesus. I read, "On the first day of the week, the king came to Jerusalem. He entered the city, acclaimed by multitudes grown delirious with joy and hope. The glad cries of the crowd had been in his ears from the moment he left Bethany and took the road that winds over the Mount of Olives from the east. Arriving at Bethpage, he had sent his disciples to fetch him an ass, and, mounting it in lowly dignity, the journey had proceeded. About a mile from Jerusalem, he was met by a surging wave of people, for the most part pilgrims lodging in the city or camping outside its walls. The news of his coming had gone on before him, and they had come forth to meet him. The air was rent with shouts of triumph. He was being accorded the welcome of a conqueror. 'Hosanna,' they cried, 'blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' Branches ripped from palm trees, robes quickly pulled from shoulders, made a pathway for the ass's feet. His enemies watched in anger and apprehension. They had fallen out among themselves. 'Perceive ye,' said some, 'how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him.' Some had even approached him and implored him to stop this madness. But Jesus had acquiesced in the clamour of the people. 'If these should hold their peace, the very stones would cry out.' Unknown to them, their hour was near. Soon the cries of the people would support them against him. But for the moment, the provincial Jews were enjoying their short-lived jubilation. By the evening, they would be silent and thoughtful. Yes, there was evidence of inconsistency in this scene of the victorious king riding into the city, not upon a war horse followed by 1,000 spears, but upon an ass's colt surrounded by indisciplined crowds. Looking more carefully into the rider's face, we discern a man of sorrows rather than a kingly conqueror. A few moments ago, breasting the shoulder of Olivet, the city of Jerusalem had suddenly come into full view. Jesus had brought his ass to a standstill, and the crowds had become strangely silent. He had looked long and earnestly at this city, its buildings crowding to its walls, its palaces lofty and imperious, looking out over the limestone hills, its temple alone in solitary splendour, high above the valley. And as he looked, his face had grown troubled. The present faded. 40 years sped swiftly by. He saw the city encompassed by a relentless enemy. Flames licked hungrily about its dwellings. Smoke billowed from its heart and rolled heavily away into the distance. Its beautiful buildings were visibly crumbling as masonry fell under the inexorable attack. His sensitive ear caught the cries of agony and terror. His penetrating eye saw the blood-stained dead and the emaciated bodies of the dying. Jesus lifted up his voice and called across the valley to this stricken city, gleaming now in the morning sunlight, oblivious of those distant clouds. 'If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things that belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes.' Jesus saw all too clearly the result of their neglect, and because he saw, he wept. 'The days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round about and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation.'" As we think about these words, let us not forget the things that belong to our peace. May they not be hid from our eyes. Thank you for listening.